Residents and councillors are worried about the potential impacts of density as a proposed apartment building could tower over one Bradford neighborhood. Several residents raised concerns about a potential development on the north side of town, including its appearance, height, drainage, parking, and impacts on nearby residents, as about 30 people attended a special council meeting on February 11. According to a report and presentation from Madeline Luker, RCHAD Bradford is proposing a 10-story mixed-used building with about 1,680 square meters of ground floor commercial space, and 321 apartments, 262 one-bedroom, 42-bedroom and 19 three-bedroom, with both indoor and outdoor shared spaces at 300 Berry Street. The building is mostly set to front Berry, with some frontage on Line 8 and set to be joined by five blocks of four-story stacked townhouses, including 124 units, mostly on the south and west portions. A plaza and parquet is planned for the middle. Marcio Marcus said he's been living in town for 39 years, was previously a project manager for the town and expressed strong opposition for what he called the extreme allowances RCHAD requested. While I'm not against development in principle, I have significant concerns regarding the proposed zoning changes and the negative impact they will have, he said. The property is currently zoned neighborhood commercial, C2, and would require amendments to both zoning and the town's official plan, OP, to create a dual-zoned property of C2 with exceptions and residential 2, R2, with exceptions to allow for the 37.85 meters height, smaller setbacks, stacked townhouses, and a reduced number of parking spaces. A development notice is seen on February 12 at 300 Berry Street in Bradford. A 10-story mixed-use development, with five blocks of four-story stacked townhouses, is proposed. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. Because the property falls outside of the downtown core along Holland Street, Marcus said he and other residents near Parkside Court and Countryside Court were opposed to setting a precedent in town by allowing the developer to exceed the three-story heights currently allowed for that property. That high-rise will be towering over everything around. It's almost as if you put a skyscraper in a fishbowl, he said. To put things into perspective, Marcus referenced elevation data showing that while 300 Berry Street is in a low area, the top of the 10-story building would be about the same elevation as the intersection with Line 9 and Yonge Street, and about 20 meters higher than the Berry and Fletcher Streets intersection. A study from SRN Architects shows the building could cast shadows on homes as far away as Colborne Street and Gardiner Drive. When it comes to the townhouses, a presentation from Vladimir Rudenko, a planning consultant appearing on behalf of RCHAD, explained that because of the lower elevation of the site and because they will be 0.5 stories underground, the tops of the townhouses will have a similar elevation to the nearby two-story homes. Marcus also worried about the potential impacts on flooding as the property is close to a stream and is a swamp for most of the year. He noted a letter from the Lake Simcoe Region Conservation Authority regarding the site was from 2014 and outdated, something the town's deputy Sal Mahesh Ramdeo also noted in his comments, according to the report. Marcus questioned the availability of sewer capacity as plans are also underway for more nearby development in Special Policy Area 8. He also worried how noise and vibrations from dewatering and construction would impact nearby residents, especially since the underground parking garage is expected to extend within 1 meter of a shared property line, potentially damaging residents' mature trees, a point supported by the town's landscape architect and arborist. How will the developer dig a hole 10 meter deep without affecting the private property of the residents? Marcus asked. An aerial image shows the southwest corner of Berry Street and Line 8 in Bradford. County of Simcoe Geographical Information Systems image. Several residents also brought up issues with insufficient parking, including Frederico Luzada, who said he spoke with neighbors in the area and collected 63 signatures from those opposed to the development. There's a major fallback in the number of parking spaces that we all know will end up on our streets, he said. According to the report, a development of this size would typically require 873 parking spaces for residents. However, the proposed two-level underground parking garage only includes 792 parking spaces, as well as a surface-level lot with 19 spaces for commercial use. Rudenko explained vehicle access is planned from both Berry and Line 8, with the access for underground parking near Berry Street, and only right turns would be allowed onto Line 8, which is set for expansion. That traffic and parking plan didn't sit well with Deputy Mayor Raj Sandhu, who said Berry Street is already busy and the parking garage access could lead to traffic jams. While he was opposed to more than tripling the number of stories permitted under the OP, having so little commercial parking was also a big concern for Ward 3 Kaun. Ben Verkaik, who noted the number of commercial units still sitting empty at 200 Deset Street, "It's just a failure," he said. "You can't have retail without parking." Tony Nagy was particularly concerned with the height of the 10-story building and felt it would be better suited in areas where more density is already planned, such as near Bradford District High School or in the proposed major transit station area near the Bradford GO station. "Everything looks nice on the slideshow, but it doesn't seem to work there," Mike Vesio said in echoing the concerns of others. About 30 people attended the special council meeting Feb. 11. Michael Owen, Bradford Today. "Even if the density can be made to work in that location, submissions from the Simcoe County District School Board and Simcoe Muskoka Catholic District School Board noted they might not be able to meet the needs of the new students." Lucinio Miguelo, who has lived in town for 37 years and works for the York Region District School Board, estimated the development would bring an additional 386 students. While Miguelo praised council's advocacy, he said growth in school spaces still hasn't kept up with the town's population and noted both Holy Trinity Catholic and Bradford District High Schools face capacity issues. "Schools in town," he said, "are already bursting at the seams. I fear it won't be just the townhouses that are stacked to four stories," Miguelo said. "First we're going to be stacking portables to four stories." Ward 6 Kaun. Nicholas Harper, who represents the area for the development, said issues with school capacity have long existed and urged residents to share concerns with the candidates of the current provincial election. While he echoed other concerns with the proposal, Harper hoped to find compromise. Located on the southwest corner of the intersection with Berry and Line 8, the roughly 1.79-hectare property is vacant save for vegetation and mostly surrounded by single detached houses, as well as a one-story commercial plaza across Berry. Council is not expected to make a decision until after staff review the public feedback and provide a future report. For more information, or to submit feedback about planning files D September 24, 05 and D142414, contact the Office of Community Planning at 905-778-2055, ext. 1407, or plan@townofbwg.com.